Blog Talk Radio.
Cool Wellness Radio. I'm here to inform you how to have pain-free days and a healthy lifestyle. Cool Wellness Radio. Specialize in fitness and physical therapy. We'll tell you all our secrets.
Happy Tuesday. This is Core Wellness Radio, optimizing your body's potential from the core. Excuse me. Today, we are going to be talking about making that winter to spring transition. And it might seem a little strange that we're talking about this, given all of the snow that some of us have gotten in the Northeast. Some of us got more than others. But in any event, it really is the right time to be talking about this. I think when you, you're trying to get ready for spring, you might start doing all kinds of things to get physically active, to get your body in, looking good for bathing suit season, and we don't want to overdo it. So we have Dr. E here to talk with us about how we can prepare, things that we can do, if we're hoping to jump right into the sledding, if it's snow that we need to shovel, things that we can do in ways that we can do it safely. Dr. E, are you there?
I am. Hi, Erin.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Good. Are you digging out? Or, I'm not sure how much snow you got in the D.C. area. I know up in Boston they're pretty buried, but it sounds
They really lucked out. They've got enough to at least play with. We've got nothing, really.
We had a little bit of
cover this morning, and, the cities did really great work over the night. Getting all the salt and all the de-icer stuff out there, and now the sun's out, it's 34 degrees, it's a pretty beautiful winter day, all things being considered.
That's how it is in the Capitol. They either completely shut down because of a dusting, or they're over prepared.
I mean, there was definitely delays this morning, but, it all seems to turn out sunny when they do those things, so.
Yeah, right.
It
better
is what it
on
is.
The side of caution. Well, so
yeah.
For those of us running out this morning, maybe we are shoveling snow. Maybe there is a place where we can go sledding or make some snow angels. I mean, the point is we've been pretty sedentary up until this point. Perhaps maybe we've cleaned up our diets after, New Year's. But you can't just jump out there and expect to over, you don't want to overdo it and hurt yourself. Even though we are looking to spring and we are getting excited about, digging out our warm weather clothing, the point is we haven't been as active all along.
Would
you say that that's true?
Absolutely true. And we're also right around that time frame where the majority of people that set New Year's resolutions, especially those pertaining to a revamped fitness routine at the beginning of the year, those folks are starting to give up on those resolutions and starting to, come up with excuses and reasons why they can't be consistent with it. So it's sort of the perfect time to start talking about these things because, like you said earlier, when you're in a place, especially where it starts to get in the fall, if you're already sort of an indoor personality, you're not out there hiking a whole lot or biking or even walking, you definitely are spending more time on your bum in these colder months, whether work makes those demands because you do desk work and standing is not an option, or you're going to the mall, you're going to movies. It's just what we do. So people jumping into New Year's resolutions and really trying to hit it hard from the beginning because they really want to meet their weight loss goal or their fitness goal quickly, we can put ourselves in a bit of a predicament relative to injuries. We're just giving our bodies more than we can handle. And I think we're still in a nice time of year where you can start to think about choices you can make that will lead to having a really fit and healthy summer. You know, there's the saying that summer bodies are made in the winter. And I totally believe that relative to nutrition and relative to little bits over time make a difference. We just have to make sure people know what their options are in taking the right steps to get there.
And one thing that we can talk about is Pilates. And
yeah.
You know, I think a lot of people have heard of Pilates. I think some people may equate it to yoga or maybe something a little more hardcore than that.
Yeah.
So Pilates is great, certainly, for warming winter bones. And we'll get into that and your spine and all of that. Why do you recommend Pilates? Why do you have that as an option at Core Wellness? And who do you tend to recommend that to?
So I firmly believe that Pilates is one of those approaches to exercise that integrates some of the just fundamentals of what makes someone well-rounded, well-conditioned, and physically fit. And when I talk about physically fit, I'm not talking about the conventional qualifications for that. I'm not talking about like cardiovascular health and things in that direction of detail. I'm specifically addressing things like flexibility, strength, and stability, which we know as physical therapists is movement specialists, that if you don't have a good balance of those things, you're setting yourself up for what we would call biomechanical dysfunction, which basically means that your parts are not in good alignment, they're not moving properly. That can mean you have poor range of motion, poor strength, poor muscle recruitment, poor stability. And those things can lead to traditional injuries like, you know, tendonitis, muscle soreness. You know, those are really common things people throw out there, but these are also things that can lead to things like pelvic floor dysfunction, incontinence, persistent low back pain, persistent headaches. It really, you know, all these things contribute to the system either working for you or against you. So Pilates is something that we use with patients as part of their rehabilitation and recovery. It's also something we advocate people participate in as a preventative measure for all those things. And generally, as we get older, we tend to get stiffer. We tend to find it more difficult to be aware of our posture. And Pilates is something that really just keeps those things in the forefront of our minds. It keeps us standing up taller, makes the best possible use of range of motion of the spine. It feels really good to do it. So regardless of what fitness level people are at, everyone is a candidate for benefiting from Pilates. And I will say that we tend to be biased towards apparatus-based Pilates, which means we're using the reformer, we're using the tower, we're using the chair, we're using the ladder barrel. We're using actual exercise equipment to facilitate the exercises. If that's not you know, of interest, there are plenty of wonderful Pilates classes in most cities, honestly, at this point. And for those of you that happen to live someplace where there, you know, there just isn't a class that appeals to you, or you've been and you didn't like the vibe, online is another great place to access the same type of guidance to accomplish the same thing. So it fits everybody, truly.
That was something I wanted to sort of get into. So you can do Pilates, you know, with you or with someone on your team, and that's generally a one-on-one. Is that right?
Always.
Not like a class. Yes. Right. Okay. So that's a one-on-one.
Right.
And then certainly you can do a Pilates class. There's, you know, you can get a Pilates video or a DVD. There's the online option. But, you know, so there's something really for everybody depending on where you are, you know, your goal. You know, if you wanted to do it with a friend, you know, you could, you know, maybe you go to a class, or, you know, if you really did need that extra one-on-one touch, then they come to see you. Your process, I know you've talked a lot about this before. You do integrate pieces of equipment, right? It's not just the body movements. How do you integrate equipment into the routine? What can people expect?
Good question. So as physical therapists, you know, the way that we are going to approach Pilates varies from a fitness professional. So a fitness professional might be looking at, you know, fatiguing muscle. I mean, the umbrella of things is that we're all working towards the same thing. We're just giving a bit of a more medical focus on the exercises we choose, the order in which we choose them. That being said, using the exercise equipment, the reformer, the ladder barrel, the things I mentioned before, we're able to better fit the exercise to the individual. So what do I mean by that? Things like relative resistance and difficulty of exercises can be modified by using the springs that are attached to many of these pieces of equipment that can either add resistance, it can add stretch, it can make things easier, it can make things harder. And there are so many different ways to set it up. If you've never seen a reformer, people can jump online and, you know, go on YouTube and just look up Pilates reformer and play the video. And you can see how the orientation of what's called the carriage, which is the moving component of the reformer, relative to straps that you can put on your feet, put on your hands, it really just offers so many different varieties of exercise and stretch. It just makes it a more personalized experience.
So when you come in though, you know, you do have that one-on-one, and you know, if someone is working with Jackie, for instance, I believe, you know, she's one of your Pilates experts.
Yeah.
There, she would assist them not only in personalized stretches that they could do at home, or if they're traveling, but also in studio, how to use this equipment to maximize what you're doing.
Absolutely right. So, and that's okay. Just part of something we advocate with patients and clients alike, is that you know, just because you're going on vacation, or you know, just because your schedule only allows one time a week, for example, for something like Pilates, where consistency really is important to your body's physiology adapting to what we're doing with it. Absolutely, we're giving people things to do on vacation, things to improvise similar movements at home, so that they're really maximizing their body's ability to respond. And that can be something even as simple as just some postural awareness tips that we'll give people, exercises they can do while standing, you know, things that offset the positions they find themselves in most, especially those that are harmful, like sitting all day. You know, we can give them a series of exercises that maybe takes 3 to 5 minutes standing, that is enough of a balance that they can then return to their desk, return to the couch, and at the same time be working towards preventing chronic back pain or addressing some fitness goals that they might have. It's all about making it fit someone's own schedule.
And you mentioned that, I mean, people may have the sense that because of your line of work, because you're a physical therapist, you may be recommending Pilates to correct something or as therapy, but you're saying that people do come to you for Pilates for prevention as well. So,
absolutely.
So, I mean, is once a week enough? I mean, and maybe people do come in once a week, and then if that's the case, do they supplement with things at home? You know, how often should you be engaging in Pilates to really get the full benefit?
The full benefits really come from consistently being seen twice a week. Now, certainly, it's different for every person. Well, first of all, just to be really transparent, there is nobody out there, and I do mean no one, that has perfect posture all the time and therefore has good alignment and can't benefit from the principles of Pilates, whether that is, like we talked about before, on a video, in a class, or in a one-on-one. Okay, so, so everybody can benefit from some improvement in that area, posturally. When people come in twice a week, if that is their commitment to fitness, that's their commitment to preventative care, twice a week will do it. For folks that are, you know, going to the gym once a week or twice a week, they're doing a class somewhere, you know, they walk 10,000 steps to make sure their Fitbit registers the max, you know, all that stuff. They probably don't need to be seen. I mean, Of course, we advocate twice a week for maximum benefit. But if you're already doing other things that really give your body a well-rounded dose of the things that keep it healthy and vital, one is sufficient.
Mm-hmm.
And we certainly have that conversation with people to make sure that, you know, we're presenting them with how they can really optimize their body's potential. You know, that's how our saying goes. We're optimizing people's potential from the core. And that's, you know, that's nutrition, that's exercise, it's prevention. It is the whole integrative cycle.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tell you what you need to do to maximize it, and then we go from there and calibrate it to fit what's going to work for them. It's usually not worth it to beat a dead horse, so to speak, of trying to get someone to do something that their lifestyle, their schedule, their life just doesn't support.
Yeah, and it is, and we talked about this before, I mean, like everything else, I mean, you do want to customize this to, you know, your needs, and, you know, if it's some sort of pain or posture that you're trying to correct, or if you are trying to, you know, just be on the ball and you know, sort of prevent things down the line, or, I mean, we have talked about it, let's say that you're trying to get ready for spring clothes, for summer clothes.
Right.
What, you know, if you're engaging in Pilates once or twice a week, and in addition to some of the other things that we've talked about, what are some physical changes that you can actually see? I mean, this is one area where I think you can actually, if you put in, you can see. I mean, you know,
when
we talk about nutrition, and that's more of a how you're feeling kind of a thing. And so there are benefits, but it's more right internal. And I'm sure there are some external too, but this has got to be one area where you see, right? I mean, there is some payoff visually, right? I mean, what can people expect?
There absolutely is. Yeah, I think I think that with Pilates, my first experience with Pilates was that I got off of a reformer feeling like a 6-foot-tall supermodel. You know, like you feel long, you feel tall, you feel like carrying your body appropriately. And you know, bodies tend to respond to Pilates by getting tight and compact and with long muscles, which I think for women in particular is most definitely the look that we say we want most often. And men, likewise, it's amazing. You know, we have to remember that women's bodies develop differently than men's because of hormonal variations between the two, which is why, you know, weightlifting, you know, females always are concerned that they're going to bulk up. And frankly, it's really difficult to bulk up without supplementing some sort of hormonal, you know, steroid kind of stuff.
Right, even
if you are a really heavy lifter. Now, that being said, you know, you mentioned nutrition. I think when you combine really clean nutrition with something like Pilates or any consistent fitness routine, your body gets tighter. It gets more efficient at burning fat, which is really what our goal is, so that we maximize our lean muscle mass. And that look, aesthetically, is one of what people just identify as a healthy body. You know, it's not a body that's overly ripped, per se. Of course, the more clean you eat, the more ripped your body gets because the more you're running on fat. The Pilates in and of itself is just, it's because it balances flexibility and range of motion, stability and strength so well that you end up with a shape that is just balanced, healthy, strong, and lean. So, you know, for women, you know, in bathing suits, and men, of course, too, we want to feel just confident in our bodies. And I think Pilates is the perfect way to get there.
And how would you say the Pilates differs from yoga? Because I think there's some confusion there or some crossover. I think maybe because there's some positioning, some body positioning, I think there might be a little confusion as to the difference between the two.
Yeah, and certainly with all the different variations of yoga, and honestly all the different hybrids of Pilates that have popped up all over the place, there's definitely a huge area of gray for both of these approaches to exercise and mind-body balance. With yoga, it's easier to look at different styles of teaching and practicing yoga
some that are more spiritual focused and more of a moving meditation, some that are more about breath work and sort of energy shifting throughout your body. Some, like a vinyasa class, is more of a power type class where you really are physically taxing your body. You tend to be working cardiovascularly. You know, you're working a whole lot harder in that type of class. And in Pilates, the same sort of thing applies. There's less of a spiritual focus on things. Always much more of a balance, symmetry, stability, core muscle recruitment focus. So whether you are in a what's called a classical Pilates type establishment where you're really working on the principles of Joseph Pilates, it's the same exercises in the same order every time. So you would compare that to like Bikram yoga, not in the movements, but in the principles of it's the same foundational movements every time in the same order. And your body adaptively changes to meet that battery of exercises.
Right, because changing of positioning and challenging your body and not constantly doing the same thing every time, regardless of whether you're doing yoga or Pilates or running or lifting weights, you know, you want to make sure that you're doing that to constantly challenge your body because you adapt.
Yeah, and that's definitely the preference, right, is to shake it up and mix it up every time. But honestly, if you're running, doing Pilates, lifting, and doing a Zumba class, like that's enough cross-training that you're getting in. You're getting the diversity through different activities, not just different exercises within a specific school of thought. And that's the cool part about contemporary Pilates is that they're more modern movements, they're more individual-specific movements. There really is just so much diversity that even across instructors and across different studios, you're gonna see differences that either jive with how you want to feel in a class or with a certain practitioner or not. And so for those of you who haven't found sort of a comfortable space to do that, there are tons of options all over the place to try a different approach.
Well, I was going to say, for anyone who's interested in sort of getting a flavor for Pilates, and you mentioned some online videos, is there anything specific that you recommend, or can we just go onto YouTube and do a little Googling and just kind of check it out for ourselves? Or I don't know if you had any you know, recommendations. Well,
I'm definitely a fan of utilizing YouTube for, you know, to get things for free for a period of time before you commit to paying for something. So, and that goes for any type of exercise. So get on there, try that. Once you've committed to something, you know, you might look into things like Pilates Anytime is a really great resource. The instructors that teach those classes are, a lot of them are just, they're sort of like Pilates celebrities. So you'll be learning from some of the best. And, I mean, videos at the library, there's no excuse to not try it because it's available every place. I will say I am biased to one-on-one Pilates simply because it is so form-focused that once you have a strong foundation of knowing how you're supposed to move, how you're supposed to control your body, then, you know, you can do more stuff on your own. Even in a group class, if the class is too big, I feel like people miss out on the importance of the quality of the movement, and they feel motivated to just, you know, compare themselves to their neighbor, and they want to do all the reps that the instructor is prescribing, and sometimes that's too much pressure.
And your goals will be different from the person next to you and your where you are. I mean, sometimes you join a class and you're new, and the person next to you has been doing it for a while, and you know, so there is certainly a lot of value in that one-on-one so that you know, and you have someone to kind of hold you accountable and track your success. And if anyone has any questions for you or they'd like to come down and learn more about your process and what people can expect and get out of a one-on-one class with someone on your team, what's the best way? I mean, do they kind of pop in? Do you recommend setting up an appointment? You know, what can people do?
Whatever, honestly, whatever works for them. You know, give us a call, shoot us an email, Shoot us a note through Facebook. Whatever is the most convenient way for someone to get to us, we can make it work for them.
Okay. Well, great. Well, you know, that's about all the time that we have for today. You know, is there anything else that you'd like to leave people with as they venture out into the cold and try to get our bodies moving?
Yeah. I would say just, you know, use this opportunity to sort of assess where you're at and where you had hoped you were going to be maybe at the beginning of the year. And, you know, don't get down on yourself if you fell off the wagon and things didn't go the way you thought they would. Use it as an opportunity to start fresh and, you know, set more short-term goals so that you can feel that sense of accomplishment by achieving those.
Absolutely. We have a whole year of meeting goals, so this is just
a great time
to just reassess where we are.
A whole lot of little goals is, every little bit makes a difference.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. Dr. E, it's always great to have you. And for anyone who has any questions about this show, about Pilates, about what's right for you, or anything else about just getting yourself moving this winter, definitely reach out to us. You can get us online at our website, which is alexandriaphysicaltherapist.com. You can certainly give us a call at the clinic at 571-403-2673. And then we are on Twitter at the Delray PT and also on Facebook. We're very active. You can just search Core Wellness and Physical Therapy and you can get us. Be it well, everyone. Until next time.